Right, a week after the group was warned to stop targeting ships in the Red Sea. The Houthis, who are linked with Hamas, have been attacking vessels in response to Israel's war in Gaza. Rear Admiral Chris Parry, a former Royal Navy officer, believes the UK was right to act.
Generally, when you have a terrorist rebel group that is putting the lives of seafarers and civilians at risk, I think it's the duty of all free democratic countries to protect them.
Meanwhile, a lawyer defending Israel from an accusation of genocide at the International Court of Justice says the country has a right to defend itself.
The key component of genocide, the intention to destroy a people in whole or in part, is totally lacking. What Israel seeks by operating in Gaza is not to destroy a people, but to protect the people.
That's the Israeli Foreign Ministry's legal advisor, Tal Becker. He's been countering claims brought by South Africa that Israel's campaign against Hamas in Gaza is an attempt to destroy the Palestinian people. The Prime Minister is on a surprise visit to Ukraine, saying the UK's support will not falter. He's also announced a fresh funding package of £2.5 billion. The UK economy grew by 0.3% in November, avoiding a technical recession for now. It declined in October by the same margin. A classical music conductor who's worked with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra is accused of a child sex offence. Jan Latham-Koenig, who was made an OBE in 2020, was arrested in London on Wednesday. And a PhD student has made a discovery which challenges our entire understanding of the universe. Alexia Lopez has uncovered a huge ring-like structure around 9 billion light-years away. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Ruth McKee. And just to say, Unearth, they're called Unearth. That's all the W's. Unearth the S-E. Let me have a look. Get in there. Sorry, I need to see what I mean. I need to put the glasses on. Right, we've got unearthseo.co.uk. That's the company that did the free website for the Rhys Daniels Trust, just so you know. I think we said the wrong company earlier. So I've just got a quick message from Nikki. So that is unearthseo.co.uk. I, do you know what? I admire anyone who can do websites. You've got all these companies, by the way, that they go, oh, you go on, it's really easy. I've tried about three of them. It's really easy to set it up. It's not. It's not that easy. Even when you get, like, the little templates and stuff, I don't think so. And also, the way you have your website is a representation of you, isn't it? So you need to make it a little bit snazzy. And things you can click and see straight away. Do you know what? If I go to a website and I can't see what I want straight away, and you're probably like me, I've already logged off of the thing straight away.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather for today: 7 degrees, light cloud and a gentle breeze. It's very overcast and cold in Brentwood, 2 degrees. Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be 5 degrees on Saturday, but you will get some sunshine and a little bit of a light wind. And on Sunday, 5 degrees and some sunshine as well. But on Saturday night, it'll be 2 degrees overnight. And then on Sunday, it's going to be -2. Monday, 3 degrees during the day. Lots of sunshine. But again, overnight, -4.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444. Or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Somebody's just messaged me and said that I burp. I don't burp. Very rarely do I burp. I don't burp. Why would I? Don't do that on it. I have actually burped on air, though, to be fair. I was middle of talking, and all of a sudden it was just like, and I just carried on talking. So it might have been, good morning, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM, and that's what happened. I was so embarrassed. I didn't say anything. I was like, where did that come from? It's terrible. Anyway, less about that. I've got my guests coming up. Yes, I do. Thank you very much for your messages. Lovely. Thank you. Be rude. Now, thank you very much for your messages, which I will not be reading out on air if you're going to say things that are but not nice. Be kind. You know, life's too short. Be kind. One of my friends has been on a dating site, and the man that's got his little, you know, post thing saying what he's looking for, he wants kisses and cuddles, and she said that just makes me want to vomit. which is not the thing. I just read his, well, I'm just saying, people, you know, whether you're a man or a woman and you put up details on dating sites, it's really difficult to get the balance right of what you're saying, and you're trying to be sincere, but it comes across as being a bit creepy. He's got get into exploring the mysteries of each other's desires. Oh no, that's awful. Let's be that kind of couple that belong to one another, caring and cherishing every moment together. No room for fakers, only sincere connections and the joy of being true to ourselves. Now, I, you know, I don't care what he looks like. After reading that drivel, I'm not interested. Do you know what I mean? That's too, and my friend said that makes me want to vom. As meaning makes me want to vomit. That's terrible. You just don't know what to put those on these things, do you? I don't know why she bothers, really. You're going to meet a nice man just by going out, possibly. Although a lot of women now, I've seen more stuff online. Sharon Stone saying she's going to stay single, can't be bothered. Drew Barrymore saying the same thing. It's nothing to do with as men per se. Men are probably saying the same thing about women. That just as you get to a certain age, you're just like, I can't be bothered to go through all that again. But I think sometimes that's the time when you might meet somebody just out of the blue. Or it could be a friend that might be a friend at the moment that something develops further. You never know. But you shouldn't be worried about being on your own and not being in a relationship, because it's better to wait for the right person than to make do, isn't it? There we go. Slam a pen straight on the desk. I'm loving this song. I don't, if I've played this already today, I do apologise. I'm going to play it again. Jungkook with Usher. This is Standing Next to You. Don't forget, coming up is Blue Scar and Amy Britannia. They'll be my next guests at 12:15.
Right here. We rolling yet?
What a tune. Now, talking about what a tune, we've got some Blue Scar coming up. We've got an interview coming up with Blue Scar and Amy Britannia in the next couple of minutes. So I thought I'd play out this track from last year, which is Blue Scar, and this is called Rectify. Talking to Blue Scar and hopefully Amy Britannia. She's a little bit behind on signing on, but if not, we'll start off the interview in a little while with Blue Scar, and then Amy hopefully will join us. Before that, we'll give her a little extra couple of minutes. We'll just do some ads and then we're going to be back with the interviews.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We are your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm going to be kind, and we're going to be kind. We're going to give Amy another couple of minutes just to get logged on so we can get her in the interview with Blue Scar as well. So fingers crossed that will happen in the next couple of minutes. Sometimes when you're signing into these things, it can take a little bit of time, and it all goes a little bit wrong. So fingers crossed, we'll be talking to both of the guys in the next couple of minutes. In the meantime, here's a little sound. This is Back to Back.
I want something from you to change my mind. Yeah, it's getting frustrating. Feels like you only want me on my side. So I realize that I can't lie. Don't wanna be yours just for the summer. Don't wanna see you back to back with another. Oh, in sync with each other. I'm looking for a deeper love. Won't be the one you use and then delete. So I realize that I can't lie. Don't wanna be yours just for the summer. Don't wanna see you back to back with another. Oh, in sync with each other. No, I'm not gonna be your sunshine lover.
Right, gonna fade that one down. That's a little little sound there with Back to Back. Now I'm joined on Zoom. I've been chatting to him for ages and ages and ages on Instagram, and also have received some great music from him over the last couple of months as well, including Underwater, which I'm going to play at the end of the interview. So I'm joined by Blue Scar. Good afternoon.
Hi there, you okay?
I'm sounding very enthusiastic.
Good to talk to you. I'm not, we've been messaging, haven't we? But good to actually talk to you.
It's great to talk to you. And Amy was meant to be with us, but we're not sure if it's a technical problem. She might join in halfway, maybe during the interview. But if not, it'll just be me and you.
I've tried to call her, but I'm not getting anywhere, so I don't know where she is. Well, don't worry.
I like to see that you're in the studio at the moment. I can see because you've got your laptop and your guitar in the background.
That's true, yeah. Well, this is my home office, so... Yeah. Yeah, I've got everything set up in here. The guitar's just for decoration purposes at the minute.
Oh, okay. Right, so Blue Scar, before we start talking about music, how did you get that name?
It's not very interesting, to be fair. So, like, Blue is just favourite colour, and Scar's the name of the street I live on. Nothing more exciting than that. And it just sounded quite cool, so needed a name, so...
Yeah, it is, but it does sound fine to me. So when did you discover the music bug, and who were your earlier, sort of earliest influences?
Well, I mean, I'm into my late 30s now, so I'm a bit behind everyone else, I think. But I played guitar and piano as a kid and got quite good at guitar, but then didn't do anything about it for years and years. And I just got a bit bored during one of the first lockdowns and just started messing around on computers and seeing if I could create music that way, because I was always interested in dance music and electronic music anyway, and it just sort of came from that, really. It just became quite a fun thing to do, and it just got more and more serious as I got onto it, and I really started releasing songs from sort of February 2023, so I'm still relatively new at this.
You are, but you've got big numbers on Spotify.
Yeah, I work really hard on it. I suppose the songs have to be okay, don't they, to start with. I'm really tapped into the communities that I'm part of, and I really sort of push on the DMs and trying to speak to the right people, and the numbers just seem to follow. And it's been a really good reaction, really positive reaction.
So when you're doing the songwriting process, do you get a loop? Are you somebody that has, you know, you get a beat going, and do you actually do lyrics as well, or do you have, you work with other artists to bring in melody lines? How does it work?
I have to really rely on, in terms of lyrics and singing, other people. Obviously a lot of producers use sampled vocals. There's hundreds of thousands of sampled vocals out there, and the trick is to try and find one that no one else has used, otherwise you end up with the same song with somebody else. And a lot of the songs start from just one vocal line, and then you can start to build your drums and your bass around it, and just get it all in the right key. Other times it's creating an instrumental from the beats and the bass on the computer system, and then trying to find a lyric that fits. I'm not really set in the way I do things. I'd like to keep it mixed up that way.
And also now, because I suppose COVID showed a lot of musicians that you don't have to be in the same room, and you can work with musicians all over the world, because they can record something, send it over to you, you can chop it to bits and put it into your track.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, one of the projects I've worked on recently, someone sent me a really rough vocal over which was recorded via a mobile phone, just as an example of what it sounded like, and I built the track around that vocal, and ultimately they'll probably re-record the vocal, but you know, you can do all sorts with your processing of vocals. You can do all sorts of things to it to make it sound like it's been recorded in the studio, and actually it's just been done on an iPhone.
Now, as you are a producer, and there is a difference where you might have somebody who's a singer-songwriter, but they can't record stuff. So they might write music, but then they have to go to a studio to record it. But you do all of it. So is it difficult? Are you ever forever sort of thinking, I'll just nip back into the studio, I'm just going to make a few adjustments, or can you leave a track alone once you've done it? Or are you always back in sort of making adjustments?
No, I'm forever going back in. I always say to people... testing the song on every single speaker in the house is one of the things I do, and you know, the Alexa downstairs will completely play a different sound to the speaker in my car, and then you'll spot something, that you'll hear something that isn't quite right, and you go back in and do it. And I'm working on a mix at the minute for someone, and I think I'm on version 12, but it's not because they keep saying do it again, it's because I keep listening to it, saving it, and then going back and doing it again. So yeah, it's easier for me though, because the position I'm in, I can sort of take my laptop wherever I am, and I don't have to rely on going to a studio, I don't have to pay anyone, don't have to book appointments, I can just do it as and when I want to do it. And I think some singer-songwriters struggle because they don't have the equipment to do that, whereas I don't need that equipment, I can just do it where I am.
What's life like for an independent musician?
It's all fun, really. I imagine it's difficult if, you know, this is your sort of your bread and butter, and it's what you do all the time. I'm fortunate that I have a job and I have an existing life and an existing job before this came along. So for me, it's difficult, and it's, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's also got that element of fun retained, because I don't think I'm in the same position as some artists who are literally relying on this to be their main income. I don't have that pressure.
Do you ever feel, I've asked a lot of musicians this question last year, with regards to songwriting and getting ideas, do you ever feel like you get something that comes from the universe with some tunes that you go, where did that come from? Because it's so quick and it's like it's been funneled through you or not. Some people, I can see you looking at me going, oh, I don't think so. But what do you think? Do you ever get that, or is it not something that happens for you?
I've had times when a song has come to me within about half an hour, and it's down and it's and mixing for a little bit, but other times it can take absolutely ages, you know, months going back in and it and not getting that quite that right sound. But sometimes you will be sat there and you'll hear something on the radio or you'll hear something out and about and you're thinking, oh yeah, that's quite a good beat, that's, you know, I like that, and you get home and you then try and do it on your laptop and you sit there and you're thinking, well, that doesn't sound anything like what I imagined it sounded like, and it's rubbish, so I'll throw that away and start again tomorrow. So sometimes stuff comes to you, but trying to recreate it on the computer screen is totally different.
Whereabouts in the country are you based?
So I live and work around Manchester. I'm actually from Oldham, which is just north, about 10 miles. Live and work around this area.
And what's it like for music up that part of the country?
I mean, I'm a bit older now, so I don't go out as much as I used to, but when I was sort of 20, 21, probably a bit younger than that, there was loads of sort of indie bars and live venues in Oldham particularly, where you could go and watch bands play live, and you know, we had Orbital and Prodigy and Fratelli's, Libertines played live in Oldham, but then all those venues started to close down as I got to sort of my mid to late 20s, and there are places still in Manchester, but Manchester's a bit of a track to get to.
Yeah.
And it's really expensive and it puts people off. So in Oldham especially, the live music scene has sort of died a death really, and in terms of sort of nightclubs and stuff, Manchester's not really that well known for nightclubs. Since the Hacienda, I don't think there's really anything that people bang on about. Whereas in London, it's a bit different, I think. So it's definitely not what it used to be. But thankfully, I'm too old to really be bothered about that now.
Now, you say that. You're saying you're too old. I've got friends that have got, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers on Facebook and on Instagram who are musicians that a lot of people are not going to hear of them. But they're making a good living of selling their, you know, getting people to listen on Spotify. So really now, it's a little bit different with regards to age in the industry, because you can be anybody. And still sell. It's not like, you know, people used to say, if you don't make it before you're 30, but you don't need to have a label behind you, do you? Because you can make money and have your own fan base.
No, that's it. And I think the sort of old style record labels have changed now anyway. Obviously, you've still got the big ones, haven't you, where the really big pop stars go to. But if you're an independent artist and if you're able to release your own music and do all the things you need to do and get the music out there, other than the label giving you some money up front, there's nothing that you can't really do yourself. Yeah. You know, they can help with the upfront money and the extra advertising, but I don't want the money up front, because I don't need the money up front. I probably need help with advertising more than anything else, but I think it's definitely changed, and especially with electronic artists, you know, look at David Guetta and Tiesto and Calvin Harris. I mean, I'm the same age as Calvin Harris, but all the other guys are older than me, and they're still obviously doing better than I am, but it shows you don't need to be 20 to release electronic music especially.
No, and you're also in control, so it's your track. You can, if you want to put a chicken in the background of it or do whatever you want, you can do whatever. I'm not saying you would put a chicken, I don't know why I said that, but if you want to do anything on your track, it's yours to do exactly what you want to do with it.
Well, some of the stuff you hear on the radio, I think chicken would be better than some of the stuff you hear, especially on Radio 1.
And that's the problem as well. I mean, you will know as well as I do, we're an independent kind of radio station here on Phoenix FM, and I'm lucky that I can play a lot of independent music on my show, which I do, but I'm not on the BBC. And I've said before, I think places like the BBC should have an independent artist every single hour across their daytime shows, 7 days a week, and they just pull it out of the pot and you get played. If it's a good track, you get played, rather than just introducing. I think that would work really well, just to get some more independent music. Because the talent out there, I mean, you've got your people that are at the top of the game, like, you know, whether you say Ed Sheeran and Adele, for giving examples, but there's so much more talent out there that doesn't get a chance to be heard on these big radio stations.
Yeah, I think on the main ones, that's true. I mean, BBC do have BBC introducing, but it depends where you're from, I've noticed, because I've looked into this quite a lot recently, and it depends on which part of the country you're from. Some areas do a lot more work for the local artists than other areas. Yeah. And, you know, obviously I've said I'm from Manchester, so you can get what I'm implying there, but so, you know, but there doesn't seem to be any uniformed approach from the BBC, and certainly the big commercial radio stations, they're not really bothered. So people like myself are reliant on guys like you, really, to sort of get us out there, and that's really appreciated. Because it's difficult, you get so many rejections on DMs and emails. It's just good to know that there are people out there trying to help us out.
Yeah, and also a lot of the people that I've had on the show and on the other shows here have all gone on to BBC Introducing or the BBC, or they go for, and you just go, oh, yeah, you want to know now, don't you? Where were you 6 months ago or a year ago when we were playing it first? So tell us about this collaboration, because it is brilliant. It's yourself and Amy Britannia, who is a songwriter, producer as well, singer, and we would have liked to hear, but she's had a bit of a technical issue trying to get online. So tell us about the track Underwater and how that came to be.
We sort of connected probably about 9-10 months ago via TikTok. Oh, I've just got a message up for now. She might join us, actually.
Oh, come on, hurry up.
And we sort of discussed just general music and listened to each other's tracks and stuff, and then we just became friends, really, online, part of several different Instagram communities and things like that, and just got talking about a collaboration. And I said, you know, the difficulty I have is I need really good singers on my songs, and it's difficult to find them. Mm. And that's where it came from, really. And the track started as an instrumental, which she then took and made into the song that it is, really. So, you know, massive sort of kudos to her, because if anything, it was just a forgettable piece of music that was burning a hole on my hard drive, and she made it into a song.
You're very self-depreciating. I don't know why. You should be really... Your stuff is excellent, but you do kind of put yourself down a little bit there. Blue Sky, I'm going to have a word with you off here. Need to be a bit more positive.
Well, yeah, I'm modest. I like to...
That's the word I was looking for. You're too modest. Too modest. You need to be out there going, yes, yes, yes. So the track Underwater, what is it? How has it been received? Tell us about how it's been going on, like the socials and across Spotify.
We're at about 20-odd thousand streams now, which doesn't sound like huge numbers compared to some big artists, because but in terms of indie circles, it's actually pretty big. And you'd play Rectify just before that.
Yes.
I mean, that one's on 45,000 now, but that one's been out longer. But yeah, the reception on Underwater has been different, because I released several songs earlier in the year and through the summer, and didn't really get much traction on any of it, really. And I suppose all that did was just bed down my name and what I do to people. But then this song has come out, and I get people messaging me all the time now saying how good it is, and you know, and how they want to hear more stuff. So it's the measure, I suppose, of how well it's being received isn't just on the streaming numbers, because someone can listen to your song but then not interact with you and never listen to you again. But if someone actually drops into your DM or is on a Discord chat with you and actually says, yeah, I really like your song, that sort of, it feels different that way. It feels like it's doing a bit better than some of the other stuff.
Yeah, and that's why if you ever hear independent music on my show or anywhere else, if you send the artist, a message, it's like all the Christmases have come together at once, because the majority of the time you've got like friends and family, and sometimes they're quite disinterested because they've heard it all before. But when you get that person you've never heard of that goes, your music is really good and I love it, it means a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially if it's another artist as well, because I know lots of really good musicians, and if they then compliment the way the song sounds, I'm not saying that your regular person doesn't have a good opinion of the song, but if another professional is coming up to you and saying this is great, it does hit a bit harder. That you sort of feel, oh, yeah, that's really good. That it's when you get silence which is the worst bit, because they don't want to say anything bad.
Yeah, nobody wants that. So what are the rest of the plans for 2024? You've got Underwater is doing well. Rectifier, as you said, has got 45,000 streams, 20,000 streams currently on Underwater. And you can find, obviously, Booscar and Amy Britannia on Spotify, etc. But what are your plans? Are you going to do any live? Is there something you might do, like some live sets, maybe with some singers coming up? Or what else is happening?
It's an option, but it's probably a couple of years away, if anything. I need to get better equipment and just better setups and stuff. I'm just had a message off Amy. She said she's waiting in the lobby.
Oh, something. Hold on a minute. I think you might be able to squeeze her in. Hold on. See if she's there. Let's see if... she's a bit late. She's a bit late. Ask her. You've got to unmute your microphone.
Oh, you need to unmute yourself, Amy.
Yeah, unmute yourself. There we go. Let's see if there's any... there's a blank screen at the moment. Hello, are you there, Amy?
And I'm so sorry. I wrecked it. I was sleeping, and Blue Scar Carl said, please don't oversleep, Amy.
I rang you before to say, are you still up? Are you up yet?
I'm so sorry. I'm here now.
Okay. Oh, dear. Naughty, naughty Amy. Amy Britannia is the wonderful voice and the co-writer of Underwater, which we've been loving on the show. So, Amy, I've just been chatting to Blue Scar. Just going to finish off there with you, Blue Scar. Just you were saying about 2024, you know, what's coming up.
So for me, I don't really know at the minute. So I've got a few projects in the pipeline, some that I can talk about, some that I probably can't because it's not decided yet. Hopefully me and Amy can do another track this year. I've got some solo stuff coming out. I just don't know when yet. Probably April, probably July, you know, two songs doing it, but mainly quite harder hitting dance tunes.
Yeah. Brilliant. Now, Amy, just very quickly, tell us a bit about yourself and your music background.
Okay, about me. Do you want to see my face for now?
Yeah, very pretty face as well.
Okay, so I started playing piano as a child. I'm from South Africa originally, born and raised, but my mom's British. So I've just moved to Liverpool for the past 2 years, and I'm working really hard, working on music. And Blue Scar, you just found me on TikTok, didn't you? You just, he saw one of my videos and, you know, kept on messaging and commenting, and then I thought I might as well work with him. And that's my best performing song yet, Underwater. Like, he's a machine. Hey, Blue Scar.
And you don't only just sing, you sing, you write, and you produce, so you're another one that does the whole lot as well on your solo stuff.
Yes. So because I know piano and that's how I started, I thought I want to do music. And I was in Cape Town at the time, and I Googled studio prices, and, you know, they were very, very expensive. So I thought, right, I'm going to learn production. So after that, I learned FL Studio, which is also what I still use to this day. And I bought a USB microphone, which I literally have with me just on my bed. Brilliant. Because to this day, I learned how to record and I do it in my bed because I know it sounds ridiculous, but the sheets, they actually really work as great insulation. So, so it's worked out. And people ask me, do you perform? And honestly, I don't really perform. It's a little bit backwards. I'm more of a recording artist. I get so scared and so shy, so I like to record a lot, and I record in my room at night, and I've learned a lot about mixing and sound engineering, so somehow it sounds like I'm not in my bed, and it sounds like I'm in a studio, and it sounds great, so I'm not going to complain.
When you start writing a song, do you get a beat down first, or do somebody who gets lyrics come in, or is it different every time?
Yeah, so sometimes it's different, but generally I have a beat first, and I think it's just because the music inspires me first, and from that I will get a topic and I'll get an atmosphere. Like Blue Scar, he sent me, yeah, so I'm going back to South Africa in February for a month, and he sent me a whole pack of tunes.
That's what you guys.
summer tunes, and he told me when you're on the beach, you know, you'll get some ideas. So usually it'll be like a melody first, and you know, I'm not so much a songwriter. I think I'm a instrumentalist, where the production will inspire me first, and from that I'll get an atmosphere and a vibe, and then the lyrics will come and the melodies will come, because you know, there's something, you can be an amazing songwriter, but if it's not catchy, I feel like it's not really gonna be that successful. So yeah.
Do you ever write, because not every song a musician writes kind of hits, so do you have to write those out of your system and then work on the next project? That question's to both of you, actually.
Oh, I've got loads of rubbish that I write and then throw in the bin. Absolutely loads of it. I've done two this morning when I was just having my coffee while waking up, and they were rubbish, so I didn't even save them. So get it out of my system, and hopefully next time when I do something, it'll sound good.
Yeah, what about you, Amy?
Yeah, I'm a bit of the opposite, because Blue Scott, I do not know how you are. He's an actual solicitor as well, and he does the music as a hobby, but he's actually in charge of a couple people, and he's actually got a great job, right? But for me, I'm the opposite. I work as a waitress at a whiskey and cigar lounge, and I do 5 days a week, so that's why I'm so sorry I overslept, because I was working until 2 a.m. and he told me not to oversleep, and I had my alarms on and it just went wrong. But anyway, for me, I'm a little bit slower with it. I'm the complete opposite to Carl. When I write that, I will probably release that, because I'm very slow and meticulous, and I'll make sure it's all perfect, and then it's most of the time it's good enough to just release. Like Underwater was the first song I'd attempted to do with him, and it went out, turned out great.
It's good, because you're both so different, and sometimes with music that just works really, really well. So you got more, you're going to have more collaborations together, obviously.
Yes, definitely. So that was, Underwater was like a wintery track, which was perfect because it came out in November. So it was right for Christmas, and Carl, he just did an amazing job with promoting it, and you know, got over 20,000 so far, which is amazing. So I'm going to take a little bit of time. He's given me a huge pack of over 10 songs
for the beat.
He's a machine. And then and so while I'm on holiday, I'm going to maybe do hopefully a couple songs, and then it'll be ready for summer. So we're going to have a couple summer tunes coming out.
Excellent.
Which is great.
Now, I love TikTok. If you're a musician and you're not on TikTok, you're missing out, because it's a great way to find loads of different artists, and also if you want to collaborate with people or just hear different music, it is amazing. So you're both on TikTok. Are you on TikTok, Blue Scar?
Yeah, but I struggle to get any sort of rhythm with it. It's hard work, because there doesn't seem to be that many musicians on TikTok. They're all on Instagram, but there doesn't seem to be many actual fans on Instagram, so I've got to do both to try and appeal to the, because I get loads of actual fan interaction on TikTok, but not much fan interaction on Instagram. But it's just hard work trying to get I don't think I'm cool enough for TikTok. I think that's the problem.
I don't care, I'm on TikTok and I'm not cool. I love it. I post up random stuff, random awful stuff all the time. I just love it.
I tend to just post the same stuff that I do on Instagram onto TikTok, just so it's done and there. So
yeah, he's very, very relaxed, aren't you? You're very relaxed, Blue Scar. I can see how you can both work together really well, you and Amy.
I'm just, I'm not that relaxed behind the scenes. I'm putting on a nice brave face for a radio interview. which if you check my album out that I released in the summer called Masking, that's definitely, it's an artistic thing that is, so that's something I talk about quite a lot. I'm quite calm on the exterior, but inside I'm usually a raging, you know, maniac.
So if people want to, we're going to end the interview with playing the track Underwater, which you've both put together, which is excellent. So if people want to find out more about you, and don't worry, we will put all the details up on the website, but what are your socials, best place to find you both?
Instagram for me, but anywhere, I'm on them all, I think.
And it's Blue Scar Music, and it's a double R as well.
Yeah, that's it.
And Amy, you're everywhere. You're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Yes, I am just Amy Britannia, but it's A-I-M-E-E, the French way, and then Britannia after England, because my mum was homesick when she gave birth to me. So I'm on TikTok and I'm on Instagram, Facebook. It's all just the same handle, Amy Britannia.
Brilliant. Thank you ever so much for being in doing the interview today, even though Amy overslept. But then she was working hard till early hours of this morning. So it's great to speak to you both. I'm going to end with the song, and I can't wait to hear what you both come up with for the rest of the year as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having us.
You're welcome. Have a great one. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Here is Blue Scar and Amy Britannia, and this is Underwater.
Still there. You alright? You a bit tight. Are you tight? How can I truly breathe when my head is underwater? How can I clearly see when every corner's paradise? How can I even eat? My
That is the Ocean Colour Scene with the Riverboat Song. And joining me in the studio, it is Friday, and it is Patrick Shering.
Afternoon, Michelle.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Still a bit cold, but you said the studio's nice and warm.
Studio is lovely when you walk in, Michelle. Yes. You know, when you
is
walk...
that open fire I've got in here?
It could be. Well, you know, you're roasting the chestnuts over there. And exactly. Absolutely. And the little boy putting on the coals.
That's it. Work faster. That is actually Scott Ross from Monday and Tuesday.
Is that right?
He's changed a lot, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He's rejuvenated.
Do you like the way I looked over like there was actually somebody there?
You did indeed,
I did
Michelle.
Indeed. You did. Now, you've got a fantastic show coming up between 1 and 3.
Yes, indeed. Studio guests who are here already, actually, are Chris and Bob, who are going to be chatting about fundraising for cancer research. So that'd be really interesting, and just tell us about why they do that and all the activities that they personally do and other things that are undertaken on behalf of cancer research. So that'd be really good. We'll have the birthdays competition as ever at 1:45. Three folks who've had birthdays in recent times, and we'll ask people how old they think they are, and they can email in if they want to take part. And then Chris and Bob, as they were going to stay the whole show, have actually chosen the vintage chart for us today in terms of year. So that's going to be back to 1980.
Ooh.
So that'll be really interesting. So we've got, for example, we've got the Tourists, and we've got the Police, and we've got Madness.
Excellent.
So
all
that's
good,
it.
All good bands.
All good bands.
Excellent. So that's all coming up between 1 and
it's,
3.
I'll be here between 1 and 3.
Excellent. There we go. That is Mr. Patrick Shering. And obviously, Scott Ross isn't here with an open fire.
No, not really.
That was my hallucinations again. Right now, Bo Bowen sent me in this track earlier in the week, and it's called Dreams With You. It's very electronica. So it's something that Rob Harvey would probably play on his show. So have a listen. Bo Bowen, Dreams With You.
Thank you.
much to my guest today, the Rhys Daniels Trust. That was Nikki earlier, and also Blue Skull and Amy Britannia. I'll be back tomorrow. I won't be back tomorrow. It's Saturday. I'll be back on Monday. Stay tuned. Patrick's up next.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the sky.